St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Farmers Insurance believes that the more you know, the better you can plan. Find your local agent by calling 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS.
Public Image Limited.
Wow, I'm surprised I never heard of them. We mentioned going to Canada to hunt or fish or whatever. I'm not by any means an expert at hunting or fishing. I have fished a lot, but I'm not, nobody would consider me an expert when it comes to fishing. I'm just somebody that knows what to use to catch bass and what to use to catch crappie and what to use to catch catfish. And I just enjoy, you know, if it's off a dock or a bank or a boat or whatever. My sons just bought their first boat. And this past weekend, I got a chance to take it out. Now, most of the ladies listening won't understand this, but when you're a guy, first car is a big deal. There are just certain things that they're just exciting. And your first boat, because I remember the first boat I got, but I was in my 30s, and it was a horrible, horrible, smelly old houseboat, and it really did stink. And it had an old Chrysler outboard motor that wouldn't start and belch smoke, and I loved it. Because it was my first boat. So the boys, this all started 2-3 months ago when one of my sons called me and said, "Dad, we need a bass boat. And we haven't had a fishing boat to fish out of for a while. And would you go in with us? We'll be three-way partners. My brother and I and you, and we'll go in and you pay a third." And I said, no. You and your brother buy the boat." And I tried to make it clear to him that those days are over of them, you know, like using my stuff or maybe I said, "It's time for me to use your stuff." And to my surprise, they did. And they bought a tracker, a bass tracker. It's a 190 TX. If you see a boat with a number on it, like even a cruiser, and it says something zero, take the zero off, and that indicates the length of the boat. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
If you see a Sea Ray 390, it's a 39-foot boat. So this is a 19-foot bass boat. Tracker is made by and sold through Bass Pro Shops. The Johnny Morris story is a really fascinating story. Johnny Morris is a very, very successful, I think he's a billionaire, and he owns Bass Pro, and he owns a Tracker, which is made and owned by Bass Pro. And a guy, from what I understand, started by selling tackle out of the trunk of his car. It was him or his dad, they started from nothing. And I love stories like that. And they also have Big Cedar Lodge, which I've never been to, and I am going to go there. I am going to Big Cedar Lodge because everybody says it is terrific. And for those of you who are picturing some stinky fishing cabins or something, no, this is a really nice, and I've seen pictures and I've talked to people who have been there. But the one thing I wanted to mention about this boat, and I got a chance to take it out because my son works so many hours. The restaurant business is a pretty tough business. They put in like 70 hours a week. So I took it out. Now, for as long as I can remember, if you got any boat with an outboard motor, Dan, do you have any boat time at all? Do you know anything?
No, I know a little bit about boats.
You had your pedal yacht.
Yeah, I had my pedal yacht. I did have a pedal boat with a motor on it.
But forever and ever and ever, almost every outboard was a two-cycle engine. Yeah. Mixed the oil and the gas, it belched smoke, it wouldn't start half the time. That's been my experience and what I'm used to with an outboard motor. I almost always have expected it to not start. You just expect that. You prime it and choke it, and then you can flood it. Exactly. Okay, here now is Dan Strauss with the sound of the old days of starting an outboard motor. Go ahead. That's it.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Then you kind of tweak something.
Then you have to rest because your arm's almost broken.
Oh, our lawnmower back. Sometimes it would jerk halfway through and you'd about pull your arm out of your socket.
Rip your arm out. But even with an electric starter, on some of these in the old days, these outboard motors, you know, and it would, and oh, it almost started.
Yeah.
And then you flood it. This boat has a 115-horse Mercury four-stroke motor. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you. I got in it. Now, I don't have any booklet. I know a little bit about boats. So I got in it. I dropped the prop into the water and got behind the steering wheel, put the key in, and I turned the key. Boom. And it starts like a car, and you can't even hear this thing. It's four-stroke, not two. It's beyond
That's
belief.
Nice.
It's unbelievable. So I got out in the water, and I shut down because I just wanted to just sit out in the water. So I put it in neutral, and I'm sitting there, and I got ready to go, and I thought, well, I killed the engine. I didn't kill it. It was running, and I didn't know. I'm not kidding. It's just, wow, what a difference.
I like that because I've been in boats before where it's like, yeah. You can't hardly talk or anything.
Oh no, this is like a car engine. It's just incredible. Cool. So, congratulations to the boys. I mean, I'm as excited as they are because they're just. I mean, I don't think he slept the night that they delivered it. Honestly, I don't think he even slept because he told me, he says, I'm setting the alarm up at 5 o'clock. I'm going to take this thing. I'm going to get out and put it in the water, put the back of the trailer in it. And he did the next morning. And I said, I know you're excited, but don't do this by yourself. Get a buddy to go with you. And he said, I will. Because sometimes you get so excited, you get ahead of yourself, and then something happens, and next thing you know, you're in trouble. And I told you, I witnessed, it's been about 20 years ago, a guy launching a boat at a ramp at Lake of the Ozarks. His wife was in the station wagon. He's in the boat. They're backing it in. The entire station wagon went into the lake.
Oh.
She got so far back she couldn't pull out. You don't launch boats with a station wagon. You need a 4x4 or at least a front-wheel drive or something.
I've heard stories, too, of that moss that grows on ramps, too, where it just turns into
ice. Like
ice. And it just slides the trailer and car or truck or whatever.
It will. And I was there, and I heard screaming. And I looked out because it was a ramp at a particular hotel resort that I won't name, but I heard yelling, and it was him yelling at her, no, and he's trying to yell at her, no, da, 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 and she kept backing up, and the next thing I know, she's crawling out the window as the wagon, and it wasn't one of those big town and country, like Ford wood panel wagons, and the only thing floating was him in the boat because the trailer is under, the car, the wagon is under. Wow. I just thought, boy, I'd hate to be her when I got home tonight. She.
Oh my God.
And I guess the other thing is don't let your wife help you launch a boat if she doesn't know anything about it. Or don't let anybody if they don't know anything about it. So the 190 TX Bass Tracker is now part of the family with the Mercury four stroke. And the top speed on it looks to be about 47, which, let me just tell you something.
That's
in
flying.
A boat, that's plenty fast for me. I was telling a buddy of mine who's a fisherman about this, and I said, man, that to me, that's plenty fast. He said, oh, no. He said, in tournaments, he runs 75, 80 miles an hour in a bass boat.
Wow.
You're going to come up out airborne.
I can't imagine that.
Water, that is very, you just rode a wave runner.
A wave runner, yeah, just last weekend, my uncle and cousin's wave runner, and I haven't been on one in a while, and this is a newer one, so it was, and I got it up to, I think, 55 or 56.
Oh, no, that's moving.
I mean, basically, you're just holding on at that point. Just
anything above about 40, it starts to get scary.
Yes, no, but it was exhilarating, for sure. Yeah.
And you don't want to be in real rough water unless you are good enough to know how to jump big wakes.
Right. No, it was
the smoother, the better. So that's our boat talk for the day. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We're 10 minutes or so from Colin Jeffries, so we have time to talk to you. I'm going to talk to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Frank. First of all, I am in the PM, of course.
Well, thank you.
The best entertainment, I think, you could have is to go to a boat ramp and watch the activity there.
Well, my son, you know what? My son was telling me when he put it in the water with his buddy, there's a guy there launching by himself. Now, I got to tell you something. I've done this. It's next to impossible. You've got to back it in just exactly the right place. Get out, push the boat, get in the boat, get the boat over to tie it up, get back in the car. It's just, it's a two-man deal. It just is. And you're right. It's hilarious watching some people or watching a guy who cannot seem to get the boat from the water onto the trailer. He misses it. He backs up. He's crooked. It's hilarious.
And your comment about the four-stroke, I don't believe you can even buy a two-stroke motor for outboard anymore. Most lakes will not even let you put a two-stroke on it.
Why, because of the noise or the oil? Or
pollution. It's the pollution. They don't want the oil and the water.
Well, you know what? Fine. As far as I'm concerned, they could do away with almost, because weed eaters, leaf blowers, every two-cycle engine I have ever had, honest to goodness, it when it's new, it probably will start after a couple of pulls, but inevitably, oh, my goodness. And then there's that, what kind of oil? What's the mixture? What's the ratio? All that crap.
That's true. And those folks that have had inboards, and if you try to ski behind the inboard and then have somebody jerk your butt out of the water with an outboard, the torque is incredibly different.
Yeah.
It will pull your arms off. So outboards are amazing compared to what they used to be. I've had four boats. I currently don't because basically it's a hole in the water with which you pour money. But they are a lot of fun. They're just a lot of expense.
Yeah, depending on the boat, depending on you know, what. And there are bass boats that cost $30,000, $40,000. This is the low 20s. But you know what? The new ones, like this thing has got two live welds, and it's got really neat places to put your rod. They just really thought it out.
They will enjoy that and have more experiences on that than big boat.
Listen, we've had a blast already our whole life since they were big enough to stand up. We've spent pretty much from spring to fall, every weekend fishing or pulling a tube or what. And it's just a great way to spend time with your kids. And so I'm happy for them. I think
go to the boat ramp with the guys that have the most floating toys and pull behinds. Those are usually the most interesting people at the boat ramp.
So okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
Steve, fellow boater. Here's Donna. Donna, thank you for waiting.
Hi, thanks. Hello. I've got a boat story.
Okay.
My first husband, and part of this is why he is my first husband.
Oh, boy.
Had to have this boat. This was back in 1980s, and had to have this boat. And all I remember about it was that it was a tri-hull with a Mercury 150 on it, and he had to have this.
Was it a pontoon, pontoon boat or a fishing boat?
No, well, it was more like a ski boat, but it had the little windshield that opened up, and you could go kind of sit up in the front.
Okay, they're called fishing skis. That's actually what you call them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he loved to fish. So anyway, he has
Sorry.
He has he worked during the night, so he had during the day to keep busy, and he and a buddy decided to take the boat and go up to a lake up north of Kansas City called Smithville. And this is, we used to live in Kansas City. And so anyway,
I know where that lake is. That's a great lake.
Yeah, it's a beautiful lake. It's a beautiful lake. But they have too much to drink.
What? And boaters drinking?
Yeah. I know. Surprisingly. And they load up the boat, come back. Meanwhile, it's rush hour traffic, and I'm on my way home from work traveling I-70, you know, eastbound in Kansas City, which is very busy at rush hour traffic. So there's this thing that comes on the radio that says, you know, we have a traffic alert. There seems to be on the exit there by the Royals Chiefs Stadium, there seems to be a boat turned over in the middle of the overpass.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't think anything about it. I get home, and he's sitting there, and I'm like, well, how was your fishing day? Oh, well, it seemed to be, well, that happened to be him holding up traffic on the overpass because he totally had forgotten to strap the stupid boat down.
No.
Totally flipped over because he was too drunk and went to turn the corner off of the exit ramp onto the main drag, hit a curb, flipped the whole thing over.
He could have killed somebody. I mean, he's lucky he didn't kill somebody.
He was very lucky. So, you know, that's kind of why we sold it.
I've never liked trailering boats for that reason, because you always stop and go, okay, did I do everything? Is everything strapped down, hooked down, connected? Great story, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you guys later.
Donna,
bye-bye.
Donna, how old are you?
Oh, gosh, I'm 57.
My favorite age.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's only a number.
No, it is only a number, because I just read a great article called 57, I'll Take You to Heaven.
And
it's, and it's about the sexual performance of 57-year-old women who are at their peak, by the way. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You hear what she said? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, she's confirming it. This is Ben. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I went fishing one time and had such a fun time. Within a year, I had a Ranger bass boat and about $2,000 worth of tackle. The very first time I took my Ranger out, my wife was putting me in the water, and my son was in the boat. So we got off the trailer. She parked the car and trailer, came and got in the boat, and I got out there, and I got past the buoys. I started to take off, and the nose went straight up in the air. And I couldn't figure out what was happening, you know. And then I realized real quickly when the water was coming in through the bottom of the boat.
The plug.
That I forgot to put the plug in.
No! I knew you were going to say the plug. Oh, my goodness.
I started to panic. I thought, you know, the boat was going to go down the bottom of the lake. And so I tossed my kid out of the boat and tossed my wife out of the boat. And he had to swim to shore to get the trailer, because I wanted to get it back on the trailer. And there was a whole line of people waiting to get in, and they all had to move so we can get the trailer down there. And it was just
it's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Go ahead and say the word. Yeah, embarrassing. No kidding. But you know what? By throwing your wife out of the boat, you saved her life.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Saved her life.
Yeah. It's too bad she had a life jacket on.
I wouldn't have said that. I don't think I'd have said that. Good story. Thank you, Ben.
You bet. Bye.
See, I love these stories because guys, for some reason, they don't ever like to admit, most of them, that they screwed something up real bad on a trailer. So, you know, it's a man thing.
Yeah.
You know what I hate on the road? When I see a big U-Haul trailer, because that guy's renting that. He's not a driver.
I know.
He's not a guy that normally pulls a trailer, or the bigger rental trucks.
Especially the big ones. The ones that are like a van. You can understand that.
Yeah.
You can handle those.
But that
big semi thing
that will hold four rooms of furniture, I'm staying away from that guy.
I know.
He's just a truck renter.
That's scary.
Yeah, that was the one time I rented a U-Haul. And it was, you know, I rented like, you know, the step up from the smallest one, you know. And they said, well, we're all out of those. Here's our the biggest one they have. And I had never, you know, driven anything over.
And you get in it and you go, uh-oh.
Yes, no, I was very nervous.
Yeah. Hey, Rick has
There ought to be a test.
Yeah.
At the rental place. Rick has a story?
Rick has a pretty good story about the lake this weekend.
Let's talk to Rick. Rick, how are you?
Hi, guys. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, and not a big story. Last week, Frank, you were talking about a place to eat down at the lake called Papo's. So I just got back from the lake just now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just down there for the day, but I went down to that place and it was good. I thought it was going to be more Italian food. It's more pizza type stuff.
It really is a pizza place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was good. And anyhow, as far as the power of advertising, I did tell him that I, had heard of it.
He has no idea on
the show.
He'll have no idea what you're talking about.
They had several people who had said that they had been there because they had, heard it on the show.
No, good. Good. He deserves the business. He runs a great place.
Yeah. Well, it's good.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we have to take a break because Colin, he's got a temper.
Well, he does.
He told me one time.
You know those newsmen.
He said, if you don't break by 4:33, you'll wish you had. And it's 4:32:38 right now.
Oh, man.
So we got a break right now. And I'll start that break with APG, Associated Physicians Group. All pain gone. If you remember that, you can remember APG, but you don't really have to remember any of it, because if you can remember frankopinion.com, you go there. Enter and click on the menu and sponsors, and there it is toward the top because they're alphabetical. APG, Associated Physicians Group. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. It's a big business. It's a big business, which means there are a lot of people in it who really shouldn't be in it. Anytime we got a lot of baby boomers in this world, you know, and I was going back to the CB craze where everybody had a CB, CB radio. Oh my goodness. That was the 75, 76. So lots of people went in the CB business who had no business being in it, and they went out of business. Physical therapy and pain management, if you're going to go through that and you're going to invest your time, you want somebody that knows what they're doing. You want some well-trained people. That's all you're going to find at Associated Physicians Group. Now, they actually have five clinics, but they don't all do the same thing. So you need to go to the website to find out who does. They all do alternative to knee replacement program. They all have that, I think. I'm pretty sure. That's all they do at Creve Coeur. But in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Maryville, Illinois, APG, they're doing a really good business because anytime people find that there may be another way besides pain medication or surgery, they'd like to know about it. So you need to know about this. Their goal is to restore your mobility, get your mobility back, and get you out of pain. That's it. And that's what your goal is, too. That's theirs and yours. APG, the website. And I would urge you to go and take a look at the website and read about who they are and what they do. It's apgpain.com.
Meep, meep.
We're going to see how traffic looks right now. Here's Kim Wiley.
You're really slow on southbound 270 from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry, and that's causing a backup on westbound 40 in the right lane trying to ramp on from Spady out through Highway 270. It's going to remain slow all lanes between 270 and Mason. You're a little heavy again as you approach the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 now slowing east of McDonald through 170. Southbound 255 through the construction zone really stacked up now. 255 through 162 in downtown. Northbound 55, you're backed up now approaching Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 40 is heavy Union Station to the Poplar. This traffic report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRX.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are 4 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Jackrabbits of South Dakota come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
But call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Witowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters. For over 50 years at the same location, you know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application. Plus, we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800. New roof.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
August is hot, and so are the prices on Glock firearms at Metro Shooting Supplies. Glock is the most trusted brand with law enforcement around the world. Shop special prices on hard-to-find Glocks. Test fire the new Glock 42 on the indoor range. 25% off select Glock holsters and mag pouches. You always get a free range membership with a new gun purchase at Metro Shooting Supplies. Don't miss the Glock Summer Sizzler Sale, one weekend only. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton, Friday, August 8th through Sunday, August 10th. BuyLearnShoot.com.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain
is Dean.
I know it's irritating, but I like doing it. It's fun. It is rapidly becoming the most listened to segment on radio in St. Louis. Talking, of course, about Mike Evans, and he'll be with us later. But now we have Colin Jeffrey to talk to us about entertainment, and he is brought to you by Oreck and your locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores, and they have a lot of great products to make your home a better place to live, like, you know, carpet stain removers you can't find anywhere else, and of course, great vacuum cleaners. And now, I can't wait to find out what there is out there to entertain me. I don't know about you, but here's Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Oh, hello, Frank. How are
Colin,
you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
All right. You know that I saw Get On Up.
Yes. What did you think of it?
I really liked it.
That's good.
I really liked it.
I missed that one last week, but it's on
ARD's
my list.
ARD's 3.5 out of 4, I would say.
We do ARDs.
And
yeah,
you're going to have to not forget it, and you're going to have to start using them. Because
yeah, start
it's
using
tradition
those?
Here.
Change
and
to a 4 scale.
This 10-star
okay
thing or whatever doesn't
That's all right.
It. So 4 would be like the best, 3.5. And you can do halves, 3 okay ARDs, half, whatever. Okay.
I think Reggie even did quarters, too.
Reggie sometimes did quarter, 3.25.
And sometimes you could do 5.
Okay, that's...
yeah.
So I don't know if you can go by what Reggie did.
Something to be really good, it had to be even off the charts, 5 AR. We'll just go with 4 ARDs as the best. Of
4 ARDs.
Or 3 1/4, or 3/4, or whatever. What do you have?
Well, we've got the DVDs releasing today, and it's the first week in August, and it's a big one. Divergent. I don't know if you saw this. It's another young adult novel. Dystopian novel turned into movie.
What's that word? What?
Dystopian?
What the heck are you talking about? Who do you think you're talking
about? Dystopian.
What is that?
It's sort of a bleak landscape after an apocalyptic type.
Do you guys know the word dystopian?
So it's the opposite of utopian?
Bleak landscape.
Exactly. It's
what?
It's the opposite
of utopian.
Ah. Okay.
So there
you go. That means not very good.
It's a bad future, yes.
Bleak and dark.
But Divergent, out on DVD, that's going to be quite rented. Then Kevin Sorbo stars in a movie called God's Not Dead. It centers around a college philosophy class in which Kevin Sorbo's character makes all kids read.
I've never even heard of Kevin Sorbo.
He was in The Legend of Hercules.
That's why I've never heard of him.
There you go. Yes, so that's out. Need for Speed, starring Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. It's based off a video game, so those movies on video games are always great. And then a horror movie, Oculus.
Horror movie.
Oculus. It's about a mirror, a haunted mirror.
You could combine a horror and a horror movie and hire Sean Connery. What's it called? Oculus. Oculus Pushy.
Yeah.
Because there was Octopushy. There was.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
No. It's a horror movie. Thank you.
Go ahead.
TV, a couple shows out on DVD. Community Season 5. It's their last one before they move to Yahoo Screen for their 6th season. And then Californication, the final season. If you watch that show with David Duchovny.
I can't stand that show.
I've never watched it.
I can't stand it. It's just filthy.
It's too filthy for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just filthy.
Well, there you go.
I like it.
TV on this week. There's a few new shows you should check out. Outlander. If you are a fan of Game of Thrones and or Downton Abbey, this might be for you.
Let's see. Am I a fan of those? Yeah. Double no.
Yes.
But my wife watches them both.
So there, she may like this. It's got time travel, romance, wars, World War One, all sorts of stuff. That is on Stars Saturday night at 9. If you need something that's a little lighter, a little funnier, there's a new series called Black Jesus. It's by the creator of Boondocks, the animated series. The premise for this, Jesus is black, he's alive today, and he lives in Compton.
Compton where?
Compton, South Central L.A., where
riots.
Is
this a true story?
But that is on that's on Adult Swim this week. They'll replay it tons, so you should be able to check that out. And then the show I am really excited about this week, it's called The Nick. It's Steven Soderbergh, who did Traffic. It's his first television series. It's based in the 1900s at the long-since-shuttered Knickerbocker Hospital in New York. It stars Clive Owen as a doctor who may or may not be addicted to cocaine, but is pushing the boundaries of sort of modern medicine at the turn of the 20th century, I guess.
What's that, like House?
Who's Nick? Is his name Nick?
No, the Knickerbocker. K-N-I-C-K, Knickerbocker.
Okay.
That is Friday, 9 p.m. on Cinemax.
Yeah, it's the 1900 version of House.
Yeah.
Dan's right.
It is. It's very, very gruesome when they get into the medicine, because medicine was very primal back
Stone
then.
Stone Age, yeah.
Yeah. So, but from what I've seen, it's an excellent show. I'm looking forward to that one quite a bit. And then off the air yesterday, we were talking about documentaries, Frank, and I mentioned one to you called The Woman Who Wasn't
There.
And I have just a clip of this, but I found a place you can watch it. So,
Folks, watch your monitors at home.
Follow along at home.
Watch your car monitor in your car. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
In the years after the 9/11 attacks, many stories have emerged of heroism, triumph, and tragedy. But one woman's extraordinary tale of survival against the odds stands out.
I was on the South Tower, and I lost my fiancé that day.
Tanya Head's story seemed tailor-made for a country in desperate need of inspiration.
Her story is the most tragic, but yet the most triumphant of all the stories. The perfect package.
Everyone fell for Tanya Head. Politicians, the press, the families of dead heroes who became her friends.
We took her on just complete trust and faith. You know, we had no reason not to.
Yeah.
Not to believe everything she was saying to us.
But there was a flaw in Tanya's version of that terrible September day. It would prove devastating. When the planes hit the Twin Towers on the 11th of September 2001, Tanya Head wasn't even in New York.
So there you go. That's the
wow,
premise.
She's a liar.
She's a liar. This is a 47-minute documentary.
This is a BBC thing?
It was actually done on Investigation Discovery.
Why is every other person now that we see on TV British? Mm-hmm. What is that?
I don't know. I have no answer for that. But this is an absolutely jaw-dropping documentary.
And where is this lying chick today? Is she in jail?
No, she resurfaced in 2010. I don't want to spoil the whole documentary.
Okay, she should be in jail.
She should be. 100%. You need to check this out. I have the link. I'm going to give it to Ian. He's going to put it up on the Facebook page. But if you go to topdocumentaryfilms.com and search for 9/11 Faker, it'll pop up. You can watch it for absolutely free.
$47. I love that website. I mean, that website has thousands of documentaries, most of them for free.
Wow, what is it again?
Topdocumentaryfilms.com.
Yeah. Wow.
It's on there. It's a great documentary and exposes a woman who did something absolutely horrible. And it's 47 minutes. I mean, you can't beat it. So
right. I would love to know where she is right now, but it would ruin the thing. So I won't ask. Okay.
But there you go. Take a look at that. I've got a couple stories for you, Frank.
All right.
We talked, I guess, 2 weeks ago now about the top paid actors in Hollywood.
Right.
We have the list of top paid actresses. Who do you think?
I know that one is Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, $51 million.
Yeah. Gravity.
Gravity and The Heat, which did you see? It had Melissa McCarthy.
I didn't like. Mm-hmm. I didn't like.
So those two movies. Number two, Jennifer Lawrence, who's just in everything. Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Silver Linings Playbook. Jennifer Aniston, snagged number three. Oh, there you go. $31 million. Gwyneth Paltrow, somehow on here, $19 million, and they said a large amount of her money came from endorsements. Who's signing her to endorse?
I don't get her.
I
don't either. Then a tie for fifth, Angelina Jolie and Cameron Diaz.
I get those two.
$18 million apiece. Just thought you'd like to know that.
I'm surprised. It sounds low for Jolie to me, as much as she does, and directing Broken. Of course, that's not out yet, but it just seems low that she would be.
She had a film last year that she directed that was about, I don't know, the Palestinian. Or Iranian. She had some film, an art film that she directed, and I know it didn't make a lot of money, so she may have taken a bath on that.
I'm picturing her taking a bath right now.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes out. The Michael Bay version comes out on Friday. And the Department of Natural Resources is pleading with parents, please do not buy your kids pet turtles. Every time that there's a movie that centers on an animal like this, parents go out and they get their kids that animal.
That is ridiculous. I know what happened with Dalmatians, 101 Dalmatians. Mm-hmm. People were buying Dalmatians. That's not a dog everybody should own.
No. And turtles, people like them when they're little, but then they grow and they live for a while. And there are reports.
Well, they live for a long while, like 100 years. 70,
well, the tortoises, years. But turtles, like a box turtle, that'll live for several years.
Thank God it didn't happen with King Kong.
Everybody's buying big gorillas.
They also encourage everyone, do not put the turtles in your mouth.
Let's stop. Let's stop. And note, Dan said something funny.
Yeah, all you. Right.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So they're saying don't do that. They also get reports of lots of turtles being flushed down toilets when they no longer want them. So don't buy your kids a turtle. Buy them a toy of the Ninja Turtles. Mm. That's what they're saying.
How many turtle movies is this now?
This will be the fourth live-action turtle movie, and then there are a handful of animated ones.
Oh.
The most recent one is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Revenge of Casey Jones.
I've never seen a Ninja
Turtle. It's an animated one.
Thing.
Then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame made an interesting decision this week. They chose to have the family of DJ Alan Freed take his ashes back. Do you know who DJ Alan Freed is?
He's the guy who coined the phrase rock and roll.
Yes,
right?
His ashes had been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for years as part of an exhibit. They called his son and said, we don't want these on display anymore. Will you please take them?
Yeah, what kind of exhibit is that? Somebody's ashes.
The weirdest exhibit ever.
Yeah, really?
But perhaps to me what's more disturbing is the reason they're saying they're asking him to move them is so they can make more room for a new exhibit in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for Beyoncé's costumes.
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
So, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right.
The music.
Cue the music. Never disappoints. Colin Jeffrey, courtesy of Auric. And the locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores. And they have a lot of really good stuff. You'll go in there and say, I didn't know that Auric would have a product like this. So stop in. And of course, tell them your AM and the PM. On the way, Bill Cleveland, First Community Credit Union. I went in there today to cash a check. I needed a little money to support my habit, my casino habit. And there was a guy in there, and I don't know who he was. He was a customer, and he was getting popcorn. I've never seen a guy put popcorn in any. They have little bags and little boxes, and he put it in the box. He didn't drop one piece of popcorn on the floor, which is almost impossible. And I wanted to walk over and go, congratulations, you're the first guy I've ever seen take that scoop and fill up the box of popcorn or a bag and not drop one on the floor. He was a neatly dressed guy. You ever see people, they're just neat. And I could tell by the way he was doing it, he's not going to drop any popcorn. Yes, they have a popcorn machine in there. And somebody has found the secret to perfect popcorn at First Community Credit Union. That, I don't think, is the reason that anybody has ever switched and done all their banking at First Community Credit Union. It was just because of the popcorn. Or the bomb pops in hot weather. It's because of the people. It's because of the service. It's because of the rates. It's because of the various things that you can get that you can, anything you can get. You know that song, anything you can do, I can do better. Well, anything your bank can do, I think First Community Credit Union can probably do better. Certainly as well. Probably better. First Community Credit Union, where so many people these last few years have gone to do their banking and left their banks because all your banking can be done there. You get a debit card and a credit card and checking and savings and car loan and all that stuff. And I think you'll be glad you did. I realize it's not a top priority, but give it some thought and tell them that this show is the reason that you did that. We'd appreciate that. First Community Credit Union, now with 40 locations, the 40th being Zumbel Walmart. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they've just cleared an accident eastbound 70 before Tucker, but that has traffic backed up from the Museo Veterans Bridge through the depressed section now. Eastbound 40 downtown is jammed up from Jefferson to the Poplar. Northbound 55, no delays at all. Now, if you're traveling west on 40, things are heavy. Kings Highway through Bellevue. We're slow again from Clayton Warson out through Mason, heavy again from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 slowing in pockets between Page down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Don Van, endorsed by retiring Sheriff Tom Neer, is the only candidate for sheriff of St. Charles County with 28 years of experience. Don Van, a sheriff you can be proud of.
Paid for by citizens to elect Don Van for sheriff. Bradley W. Cundiff, treasurer.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
From from Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's right. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or download the app STL Taxi. Great way to get a Laclede cab. And now from Fort Wayne, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
How are you, Bill? How's Fort Wayne, Indiana?
I don't know. I just got here, but okay. I'll be sure to let you know. I just listened to Colin. Jeffrey does a great report, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And he just reminded me there's a new talking about exhibits. On the top floor of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's like this circular room you walk in, and they have costumes, or I guess dresses, that were worn by Diana Ross and the Supremes. There's like three sets of them. And there's a security guard who's standing there guarding the dresses for Diana Ross and the Supreme.
What a job.
And I thought to myself, what sort of lottery did this poor guy lose?
No
That's
kidding.
His job.
Yeah.
All day long, he stands around guarding the dresses of Diana Ross and the Supreme.
And what criminals are right now planning the robbery to get the Supreme's dresses?
Ocean's 11, big heist.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. Earlier this afternoon, I have to mention this, I stopped through Indianapolis, Indiana, and they have what may be the coolest zoo exhibit currently anywhere in the world. It's the International Orangutan Center.
All right.
And you can play video games with orangutans.
Yeah.
And
sort of in short here, so they'll have two different video screens. So like you can sort of like paint a picture or do a little drawing, and then when your timer runs out, the orangutan gets to do something on the screen, and then it's back to you and back and forth, and they're always coming up with new different games that you can play with them.
Now, let me ask you a question. Listen, do you want more time in the playhouse? Because we'll give you more time. Sounds like there's more.
Yeah, I'll give you a call back. Sure, right. No problem.
Part two coming up. How about it for part one with Bill Cleveland? More to come. We'll call you back. We're going to have the rest of what Bill has discovered in Indiana when we come back. A great joke in the playhouse. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like the whole playhouse. Don't go away. 5 o'clock at the Big